I'm in the LaCrosse studio talking to David Shipper, who's a musician and house concert host, as well as one of the organizers of the Great River Folk Fest that takes place here in LaCrosse. And WPR has been a sponsor of that event for many years. And David, thanks for coming in today.
Well, no problem, Dan. I love it.
It's really good to have you here. And so, David, how would you describe the folk music scene here in this part of the state?
Well, you know, I've been here for 32 years. And I'll say that it's as vibrant as ever has been. You know, there's a lot of new musicians around. There's a lot of great venues to go to. There's local places that throw hootenannies. It's very, very, very good situation.
Well, you and I talked a little bit before this, and I was just amazed at the number of places there are to play and the number of events that are going on, and the musicians. You know, we've already highlighted a few of those earlier in the show tonight, like John Smith and String Ties. What are some other musicians you would think we should keep an ear out for?
Well, there's a young guy called Luke Callen who is a incredible finger picker, kind of a big voice, does even some blues rigs. There's a great Pigtown Fling is a local string band. And then there's Yellow Belly Sapsuckers who do some great vintage country. And Andy Hughes is a wonderful kind of a John Prine kind of a sound.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned those because we're actually going to play Andy Hughes in the Yellow-bellied Sapsuckers right after we talk.
So say that quick, five times.
Yeah, really? Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Well, you don't forget the name, though, right?
Nope. And they were one of the artists that I booked at my house concert.
Oh, good. So you host house, and you host house concerts at your place, and there's a number of those kinds of venues around the area?
Yeah, you know, we started about 2008, and when we started, people would look at me strangely like, you do what? And I said, well, you know, push back our furniture and we invite people in there. And now, right now, I think there's about three active other ones in LaCrosse.
Okay. All right. And what are some of the other venues besides house concert that people can
Well, there's a
music?
Great listening room and a cafe called the Root Note that's in town. Cavalier does great concerts, pulls in some pretty national audiences. Oh, there's a lot of bars and venues like the Wine Guys that will have little bands in the corner.
Okay.
It's, every weekend, it seems like I can look down my Facebook invitations and say, well, where's the music playing this week?
Yeah, well, great. Well, I know that LaCrosse depends a lot on tourism. A lot of people are coming through, so it sounds like there's a lot of music to take in this area. And I know some of those bands that we talked about earlier aren't just in the LaCrosse area, but they're sort of throughout the Driftless area and the Cooley region. And,
yeah, the Yellow Belly Sapsuckers. I think they're going on a national tour. I saw them in St. Louis, and they were all over the place.
Yeah, okay. Well, what do you think makes this part of the state different or unique as far as music goes? I
mean. Wow. Well, it's a good, healthy mix of people who've been here for a while, like the String Ties. The banjo player Tommy Paff does this great Simple Roots show where he invites in other people. And Tommy Paff is one of the best banjo pickers I've ever heard. And he just fosters that relationship with all the younger ones. And it's a great kind of a mentoring kind of a way that Tommy does his music. But beyond that, you know, it feels like you're out in the country, you know, and some of the areas in the Driftless area feel like you're in bluegrass, you know, middle of Kentucky. So why not?
Sure.
And there's a lot of good kind of a green kind of a nature down there. There's also people who do a lot of organic farming, and that just kind of goes hand in hand with folk music and bluegrass music.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier in our conversation here, Hootenanny. There's a couple of Hootenannies that are going on.
The Hootenanny at Old Town Strings has been going on for at least a year, and now he does it every other Saturday. And I'll tell you, there's at least 25 people. I kid them, sometimes going down there, there's six guitarists, but usually there's two or three fiddle players, and it's a fun experience for both young and old because there'll be kids sitting there. Once I listened to this kid do this great version of an old song that I'm going to forget the name, but he was only like 8 or 9 years old, and thinking, oh my goodness, you know, the future is bright.
Well, and when you say Hootenanny, what do you mean by that? Because some folks
Hootenanny is actually they'll all play one song. So there's like 7 to 20 people playing the same song, and somebody will call it out. And there's usually a leader, and they'll explain the chord progressions if you're new. And then if you can take a lead, you'll take a lead.
All right. Well, and it's like, kind of like a jam session, and anybody's invited to come. And
yeah, the Trempealeau Hotel does a jam session now too, starting on Tuesday nights. Once a month.
Well, great. Well, David, thank you so much for coming in. I really, really enjoyed the time talking with you. And as you mentioned, we're going to follow up this conversation with Andy Hughes and his song Window to the World. That's off his latest CD that came out this year. And after that, it's going to be the Yellow-Bellied Sapsuckers with Kiss Away.